panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point were unanimous that electoral reforms are necessary to bring integrity into the electoral process. They said reforms are positive and should not be limited to the Electoral Commission and political parties, but the public at large.
Speaking on electoral reforms, the Acting Director of Public Affairs of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Parry, said the Commission does periodic monitoring and evaluation after every election to improve on its performance. He debunked assertions that the voters' register is bloated. Mr. Owusu-Parry said figures provided by the Statistical Service for persons over 18 years and above is about the same as captured by the voters' register. He argued that the EC as an electoral administrator cannot disenfranchise eligible voters. He said the competence of polling station officials is one big challenge the EC faced. Mr. Owusu-Parry said the process of tabulation, transmission and declaration of results are so transparent that these cannot be tampered with. The chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, called for proper training of all persons in the administration of elections. He also asked all actors, especially political parties, to be vigilant during the election process. Reverend Asante urged the EC to sit up and listen to the concerns of the public about its processes and correct any anomaly to engender peace and national unity. Head of Programs, Monitoring and Evaluation of CDD, Dr. Franklin Ojo, spoke on need to have a more robust and transparent electoral system. This, he said, would prevent any form of speculation that could lead to agitations or problems. He suggested that EC post results during elections on its website. Dr. Ojo also suggested that election timetable be made available to political parties early enough for proper and adequate preparations.